1280 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Right now, six states are reporting more than 10,000 power outages. The most are in Michigan and Wisconsin. Each have more than 170,000 outages. It's a result of a winter storm that snarled travel Friday for large parts of the country. It's also freezing the Republican primary field ahead of Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Former President Trump's canceled most of his in-person events in the state this weekend, but he promises to get there by tonight.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
President Biden was in Pennsylvania Friday. He said he continues to have confidence in his defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, despite Austin not informing the White House when he was hospitalized. The U.S. launched another strike on Houthi targets in Yemen following strikes that hit more than 60 targets Thursday. And the polls are closed in Taiwan. There could be significant ramifications for the election results as the frontrunner's been called a troublemaker by Beijing. This is ABC News. The FAA is going to audit Boeing and another company's manufacturing process after the mid-air incident last week on a 737 MAX 9 when part of the fuselage blew out.
Boeing saying it welcomes the FAA's increased oversight and will cooperate fully and transparently with the agency. Spirit AeroSystems, which made the door plug which blew out of an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 in flight, saying it's committed to supporting the FAA's audit of production and manufacturing. The FAA also to take a look at a program that leaves certain parts of the aircraft certification up to the manufacturer itself. Dave Packer, ABC News.
University of Alabama's found its replacement for legendary football coach Nick Saban, who announced his retirement. Alabama's hiring Kalen DeBoer from the University of Washington. DeBoer just led the Huskies to the national championship game. That's something Saban did nine times with the Crimson Tide, where he won six national titles as coach. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Studies show more than half of the U.S. Latino population lives in states with the highest impacts of climate change. A new report outlines how that's challenging their health, their livelihoods, and their cultural legacy. Here's Mike Moe.
The report from the Hispanic Access Foundation details those impacts. Conservation Program Manager Vanessa Munoz says Latinos in every state are experiencing challenges to their mental health and identity due to climate change.
Some places might suffer severe temperatures and others might be more exposed to flooding or to a lot of wildfires, which is often where a lot of the Latino communities reside.
In Wisconsin, the DNR says communities of color often bear the brunt of air pollution and extreme weather events fueled by climate change. And state health officials say Latinos are the fastest growing racial and ethnic population in Wisconsin. According to the Pew Research Center, 71% of Latino adults around the country say climate change already affects their local community. To promote what she calls a just transition towards a climate-friendly economy for all people, Munoz says the report includes a toolkit and policy recommendations to help communities better preserve their Latino heritage.
One of the ways it's joining groups and forces to really protect our lands and prevent that from expanding, to prevent further loss and damage, which is necessary in these times of climate change.
Latinos are projected to make up 30% of the U.S. population by 2050, and over half reside in states with the highest levels of climate change threats. The Hispanic Access Foundation released its cultural erosion report at the recent COP28 conference in Dubai. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Lesson learned for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have one of the best teams in the NBA this year, but recently they went through a slump, losing four of their last five games. They may have hit rock bottom when they lost to the Jazz at home. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, I thought we learned from the Utah game, you know, the threes that we were giving up. And I know it, some people think it's like cliche, but the only thing you can do is find ways to get better.
Then a few nights later, the Bucks turned things around and they beat the top team in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics, by 33 points. Griffin on how to deal with a midseason slump.
You can't panic. You can't, you know, make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. We did that, and You know, from Giannis to Dame, Chris, Brooke, all those guys have been tremendous. Bobby Portis in our meetings. So, you know, we stick together.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style.
Collect your records and change your number. Jack FM needs a couple of minutes to fetch water from the well.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn three times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow and wind for your Saturday, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the north, temperatures falling throughout the day. For tonight, some light snow, a low of 4 below, and wind chills about 20 below. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the single digits, still breezy. Right now, it's 16.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is dope. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room.
Jack FM, the future of banking. We'll be right back.
103.1 Jack FM.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any
alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Lizzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
Hey, Jack, how about some Stevie Wonder today?
Thank you.
Jack FM would like to be alone with our thoughts for a moment.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A Jack FM community reminder that if you are in need, food pantries are available in Price County. The St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry in Phillips operates every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, call 339-1992. And the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls operates each Saturday from 9 to noon at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office. A community reminder for you from 103.1 Jack FM. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow and wind for your Saturday. Gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the north. Temperatures falling throughout the day. For tonight, some light snow, a low of 4 below, and wind chills about 20 below. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the single digits, still breezy.
Right now, it's 16.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
We'll be right back.
want a piece of Jack FM's Playing What We Want pie, grab a plate and dig in.
Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Rhetorical questions. 866-930-JACK.
It's a death row pardon. bad break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
Jack, I want to collect on that beer you owe me.